Well, you were an eyewitness to the third night's appearance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what did you see?
What I saw, basically, I was called off a post. We were on an alert at that time, and that could have been to do with events in Poland, you know, Lech Walesa, the solidarity thing.
Yes.
And we were most definitely on alert. And I didn't know about the two previous nights of activity because I had been on a three-day break, and then you work six on, three off. So I rejoined my flight that particular night about 12 o'clock, 11:30, 12. I started to hear on this remote post I was on Bent Waters, that there were unexplained lights. The lights were back. You could hear that from the SpeakEd's tower, which was 80 feet tall in the weapon storage area. So they could observe, you know, out toward Woodbridge. And, you know, I was curious, but after a while I was picked up in a security police pickup truck by Lieutenant Bruce England and Sergeant Adrian Bastinza and two other people. We responded to the motor pool. We grabbed lighting equipment called light-alls and brought them out to the forest. And there was a lot of activity on our radios. There was a lot of there was a roadblock near the end of Woodbridge Base. We were vectored off that road onto this Forestry Commission track and then moved on further on foot after we turned our weapons in because we couldn't have weapons on British soil.
Right. You know.
Moved out, got through the forest. There was other activity in the forest. They were talking about avoiding hot spots. This is what you hear partially on Charles Halt's tape he
mm-hmm.
recorded that night, the audio, which I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I got to a clearing called Capel Green. I'll put this in a bag for you. And in this field, and to this day that evidence exists. In fact, the people there have covered, now made a giant mound over what we call Ground Zero, which we don't call it that now after what happened a few years ago in New York. But so what basically it was is this red light came in from the North Sea. I thought it was an aircraft landing. There were, but at the same time, there was film and video cameras present. There were disaster preparedness personnel.
It was almost like they were waiting for this event to occur?
They knew it was coming back.
Okay.
It was something in progress at the very least, because there had already been two nights of this.
Yeah.
I thought it was a plane. It was south of the Orford Lighthouse. You cannot see this lighthouse from anywhere out there. So when the debunkers try that act, you know, which they still try over here, which is sad, they got to give it up. You know, you can occasionally, in certain weather conditions, see a flash in the sky, a white flash. It has nothing to do with a lighthouse. And this red light came down over the field in a downward arc. It stopped before anyone could do anything. Mind you, there were an awful lot of people present. There were British police from the town of Woodbridge, which they've put in a bag over the years. And this thing exploded in this silent explosion, and somehow, in this kind of a gap there, there was a structured object on the ground right in front of us.
Now, when you say it exploded, as if something happened to it, something wrong, or a natural thing?
No, there was just something there. This red amber object came down. It was about the size of a basketball.
That small?
Yeah, and it seemed that there was that instantly, and then there was a structured craft or a machine or something with no windows or anything, but it would distort, had a rainbow effect to it, had three delta things coming off it. You know, I'll never forget that, but to describe it, you know, it sounded like an Ed Wood movie.
Right, exactly. How big would that one be?
The object that was there on the ground was probably about 30 feet at the base to a sharp point, about 15 feet tall, more like a triangle. And what it has left, and sure, you know, the crux of this, what I think they've sat on for years, is that there was a life form of some sort